And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher, by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're live at Dana Landing in Mission Bay, right next to the launch ramp and right across from SeaWorld in Mission Bay. We have a great show for you. It's their big summer kickoff sale, and boy, the gathering here is unbelievable. We have the world-famous Corey Sandin right next to us. We have Daiwa and Rick from Gamakatsu, and the Accurate Boys are here. Charlie's Landing's here, going to serve food, free food, and all kinds of stuff. Ron Lane's here. They've got a huge sale going on, so you stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rock Cod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the great meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well taken care of boat, are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit IslandersSportFishing.com.
It's time for the Power Pro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro, so you get more line on that small reel. Power Pro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand-new Power Pro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com.
Hookup, what a day for the Dana Landing sale, man. It is happening.
I just talked to Abby from Heinleiner Live. She just got the Polaris Supreme. It had 151 bluefin.
I mean,
that's a pretty good score.
Fish Valley are. What do you of course they did, you know?
Yeah.
Of course they did.
It's biting.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Man. How cool.
And yellows are biting. It's what a perfect day for a summer kickoff.
This is it, man.
Right?
No doubt about it.
The fish are biting and what a gathering here. And Benny Florentino, good morning. You brought the Camus.
Oh, yeah. Good morning, guys.
Yeah, great to have you. And is there a switch?
1-2-1-2.
No, we got you now. All right, very good. So great to have you. And Rick from Gamakatsu's here. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning. How are you?
We're going to do our usual kind of host the guest here. Benny's going to be our main guy. But Rick, you have a big sale going on with Gamakatsu today at Dana Landing, right?
Right. Johnny was nice enough to do a buy two, get one free on our hooks. And if they buy
two, get one free.
Right, on our packages of hooks. And if whatever they buy, they come out to our booth afterwards, show us the hooks they bought from Gamakatsu, of course, and then we'll give them a reversible 3,200 jig box. So
for You just buy two, get one free, and then you get the reversible jig box, which is worth how much?
$12.95.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Wait a minute. There's Bob Hoos.
15.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really nice box. You know, I mean, like, what a deal for everybody here. And the deal on hooks, like, today is a rad sale.
Right, and if they want to buy some jigs, they can put it in the box when they're done.
There you go.
Yeah. And those 50, it's which box?
3200 RV. It's the reversible.
Super cool.
Yeah.
The
G-Box is really nice. And then if they want to sign up for our newsletter, we've got a nice logoed bottle opener for them, a little cinch bag, and we've got a few stickers over there for them, too. So.
Sweet. Do you have any of the samples of the Nano?
The Alpha Nano?
Alpha Nano, yeah.
Yeah, I do. I do have a couple pieces of that.
A lot of that right now is freshwater stuff. Oh, Charlie's Landing just delivering.
Yeah, right.
That, huh? Breakfast tacos.
That's my sneeze.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
The Nano, Alpha Nano coating is mostly on the freshwater stuff right now. It's going to come into the saltwater world pretty soon.
Right. And right now they have a little bit in the octopus hook, the up to a 6.0, and then they make a octopus circle that they've got in stock now too.
But wow,
we got to try it at El Salto, and it is as advertised, man. Yeah. You want to talk about effortless hook set? Like, those things they're like slick and slippery. Like, they say that, you know, whatever, it's two times or four times the hook penetration. It's no BS, man. They're really cool.
And the corrosion resistance for saltwater makes it even better for the guys that are fishing the saltwater stuff. And you know, there's a ton of guys that fish the bay with freshwater hooks, so you know, worm hooks and some of that other stuff that we are, you know, making, like the heavy duty EWG, and it's unbelievable. Four times the corrosion resistance of our black nickel.
That and the black nickel's got pretty good corrosion resistance.
Oh, and it's tough.
Yeah, for sure. Well, so we're gonna see it in kind of Nautilus hooks and stuff down the road.
Down the road, live bait, yeah. Nautilus. It'll be as inventories go away.
So it's going to basically kind of replace.
I'm sure it is. Yeah. This is just a test at first to get these things out. But the freshwater guys, I just got a report from Rusty Brown. He just said he just killed it at Clear Lake, and he says the hooks are phenomenal.
Wow, that's cool. Yeah, good penetration. We like good penetration hooks. Yeah, right, Benny?
That's it.
Yeah, for sure. Well, so that's going buy two, get one free through the wholesale today only, right?
Right, today.
Yeah, and you get the free box.
You get the free box.
The free rad.
That's okay. And so you go buy the hooks inside and then bring your receipt outside
to
the Gamakatsu booth and redeem your get your free box.
Exactly.
Rick, you're awesome, man. Yeah, thanks for joining us here, and enjoy the I'm telling you, you say no free lunch, there's a free breakfast right now.
Yeah, right.
In a landing. So,
well, look at the donuts
tacos
out here.
Yeah,
coffee.
So Steve and Johnny go always put it out.
Yeah, right? They don't mess around.
Although Steve's not around, he's just coming back from Panama.
Smart man. Yeah.
I guess they have pretty phenomenal fishing on that last cast tours Pesca Panama.
Wow.
I was so jealous.
I know.
Like, a giant Kubera and lots of tuna. So I'm sure he'll have good stories when he gets back
to
work.
A special place.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So, Benny, the Camus, have you been fishing on it?
Well, less than 24 hours, I was sitting on Pyramid Cove in San Clemente yesterday.
Yeah.
How
dude,
cool.
It was biting.
Really?
Biting. Yeah, I was out with my friends Jay Jones, Mike Bonoff, and Gary Reyes of Reyes Swim Baits. And pulled up in the pyramid, saw the Aliard sitting on a point there. Looks like they're fishing. They're probably finishing up their trip. Looks like they're fishing yellows. But pulled up, didn't bite, no conditions. Went up to the end of the cove. Made a cast of the surface iron, 7-pounder first fish.
Oh,
are you kidding?
Calico?
Yeah. Calico bass, yeah. We were out fishing calicos, and we caught several over 7, a bunch over 6, all the 3 to 5-pounders you wanted. We ended up with like 60-something. And then we
what a day.
Yeah, we stayed there for like about an hour and a half till it kind of slowed. Then we went to the back through the weedless and you know, a little bit smaller fish, that 2 to 4. All weedless, you know, fishing straight 65-pound braid and 60-pound leader, the cyclofluorocarbon. the weather was phenomenal. I mean, I was blazing back at like, I think I got back from Clemente an hour and 20 minutes from the East End, 60
miles. An hour and 20 minutes?
Yeah,
to where?
To Newport.
To Newport.
Cruising at like 49.
So that's like 45, 50 miles?
Yeah. No, it's 60.
60 miles?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I kind of like that new boat.
Oh, that new boat's awesome.
Yeah, it's a rocket ship, man.
Oh, my gosh. And you know, it cruises really nice at 40 miles an hour.
That's cool. My.
At about 4,000 RPM.
Like, it's just comfortable running there.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, Johnny, before you go away, come on, sit down for a second here and talk about this. You're running around like mad. You've put together quite the deal here, huh?
Yeah. I mean, it's just
you got room for Benny's boat, though. Is he going to do seminars from the boat?
They're going to do seminars from the boat. We got Benny and Afrin from Warbaits and, of course, Corey Sandin.
Corey, yeah.
Yep. That'll be.
Are you guys going to do a panel? Is that right, Benny?
Yeah, they're going to do kind of a panel discussion for.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. All the best calico bass guys in one spot.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Well, but they don't just fish calico.
Sure.
No. They do it all.
They do it all.
So, and look, there's the world famous Steve Carson. Look at him. He's here too. So tell us about the sale. There's lots of stuff going on.
Lots of stuff going on. We got vendors, you know, just. Corey Sandin, MC Swim Baits, Iowa.
Is he buy two, get one free?
All lures are buy two, get
all
one free.
All lures.
Except the ones that are buy one, get one.
Yeah, okay. Except when it's even better deal.
Yeah. So I've got.
Buy one, get one.
So I've got Nomad Mad Max, buy one, get one.
Wow.
I've got Mustad Rip Rollers, buy one, get one. I've got Shimano.
Wait a minute. Nomad Mad Max that everybody couldn't get before, and now buy one, get one?
Buy one, get one.
Holy crap.
Wow. Then we're also doing the Nomad Rip Rollers, which is one of the hottest tuna jigs. Buy one, get one. And we're doing Shimano Flat Falls, buy one, get one.
Wow.
Everything else is buy two, get one. And then we've got the clothing side, all 20% off. Rods, 20% off. Reels, 10% free solid spectra.
10% off plus free solid spectra.
Plus free solid spectra, yeah.
Wow.
Awesome.
Yep.
Those are some deals.
Yeah.
And then all the vendors are hanging around here. I know Bob Hoos is here. Costa's got a
here.
Deal, right?
Costa Del Mar, there's 20% off. All clothing and assorted items that go with that. So
wow, so you can't say there's 20% off on Costa, but we can.
Yeah, if we said it would be a completely different thing.
Yeah.
Now, what about the tent outside? There's not normally a Dana Landing tent. I see a bunch of cool stuff out there. What's that all about?
It's mostly from our freshwater shops.
Okay.
And it's just kind of it's kind of like a swap meet blowout of.
It had the look of somewhere you're going to get a really good deal on something.
Yeah, so it's stuff we're just trying to get, you know, it's kind of like name your price type of stuff.
Yeah,
And Gene will be there. Gene from East County, you know, formerly of East County Bait and Tackle, now of Mustad.
Wait, this is something new.
Yeah.
Gene is now the, you know, Western United States representative for Mustad Hooks.
Wow, good for him.
And, so he will be running that booth there. And
so there will literally be nothing left at the end of today from that booth.
That's
not
correct.
Not with Gene running. Like, Gene's going to get rid of that.
Yeah, Gene will make the stuff
swap
move.
That's cool. What a fun day.
Wow. Yes. And this is going to be going on till when?
Like 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock.
Yep.
Okay, so get down here this morning. Charlie's Landing just set us up with. How's the breakfast taco, Benny?
I haven't tried it yet. Killer. Oh, it's so good.
Okay. Chorizo breakfast taco.
Yeah,
chorizo breakfast taco.
And then he said he's going to do a little mini sliders in a little bit, too. Charlie's Landing, of course, that's the new location right next to C4 Sport Fishing.
Yep.
Super good food.
And what a cool spot, too, for them to slide into.
Yep. Oh, yeah. So free food and just
free
a
food,
lot
free
going
seminars.
On.
Seminars.
Yeah. Now, what time are the seminars?
Seminars start at 10 o'clock.
Okay.
And then we're doing, you know, we're going to raffle a bunch of stuff off also that with the proceeds going to Rollo Kids.
Yes. Fantastic.
Cool. So.
Yeah. And then CCA's here. They have some tremendous deals. So
they have the boat with them, too. They do, the
Star Tournament.
Oh, cool. The Star Tournament boat is here.
The
so
Parker.
You can take a look at
the
it.
18
yep.
Parker.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
How cool. So Let's Talk Hookup threw in a little special deal. If you sign up for the Star Tournament today, okay, so that means only till 1 o'clock. Everybody that signs up for the Star Tournament today is going to be entered in to an additional raffle that gives away a Torium 20.
Wow.
Nice.
So
hey,
whoever nice. Joins nice. The Star nice. Tournament today gets a chance to go take home a Thorium 20 do the drawing at
that's
1 o'clock.
Good.
You don't have to be present, but if you join the Star Tournament, like I'm going to join the Star Tournament today. Yeah. Have you joined yet?
I haven't.
Neil yet?
I
mean,
no.
Come
no,
on.
Maybe.
Are you kidding
yeah,
me?
Yeah, totally.
Neil hasn't done it. But, yeah, join the Star Tournament today for members of CCA. It's only $40.
$40.
So, and you can join. And then, of course, they're going to be talking about their Apps and Taps event that's coming up in a couple weeks. So that's good. And then Rollo's got a special deal. They have a Talica 16 two-speed to give away. That'll be given away Wednesday for everybody that buys a Rollo Reel a Week ticket.
All right.
Wow.
Okay.
All right.
And you can buy Reel a Week tickets here.
Yes. And so that's and Mike will be here later to kind of explain because they've got so many special incentives. But this is an additional Let's Talk Hookup incentive that if you buy a Reel a Week ticket today or those of our listeners that listen on the web and on the app, that if you buy it by Wednesday, you'll be in that drawing for the Talica 20.
Perfect.
Or Talica 16, which is, yep, what, about a $500 reel?
Oh, yeah, pretty more than that.
Yeah, so nice incentives there and nice stuff to join all that great stuff. And, Benny, so Afrin's here, too. He's got, is he buy two, get one freeze on his jigs?
Yes.
Yeah, all of his stuff. Yeah, wow.
You heard him, man. Everything.
Yeah,
everything's two for one unless it's even
awesome
better.
Sale.
Yeah. And then what are you guys going to talk about, Benny? Just like you say, not just calicos, but kind of everything.
Yeah, the people attending the seminar can ask us any questions about pretty much anything. They can ask us about Lake Barrett that we fished opening day on Wednesday.
Oh sweet. Yeah. You were there too, yeah, Johnny?
Before opening day.
Oh, so you were at opening day
Wednesday.
How cool.
Wednesday. Yeah.
And?
It's been a good week.
Yeah. Yes. And then you went to Clemente on Friday?
I went to Clemente yesterday. Yeah.
Yesterday. Holy
yeah.
crap.
Yeah. It was good.
Put some miles
I think
in.
You guys, I think
I just,
you guys
me,
beat
I
them
just
up.
Had surgery this week. So.
But it was still biting. Oh, my gosh. That chatterbait and spinnerbait bite at Topwater, incredible.
Really?
So much fun.
Wow.
That's a special place, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And I guess it. Last year was kind of iffy. This year it's on fire, huh?
It was on fire for us. Yeah.
Yeah.
Once we, yeah, you had to, it's very mossy.
Okay.
So you got
very mossy.
You got to fish weedless and, you know, flukes and frogs were really good.
Yeah.
How fun.
Yeah.
That's cool. Well, as you can hear, I have a great show lined up for today. Benny's going to hang out with us, and Johnny will be running around here telling us what's going on, and we'll have another host of great guests here coming in and out, and we're giving away a couple of great prizes thanks to John and Steve here.
Well, you're not kidding, man. How about this? At the end of today's show, we're going to be giving away two prizes. So if you want to be entered, you stand up to the microphone, ask a question. Two prizes today, one of which is a $50 gift card to Dana Landing. And you're also going to get a ticket to go to the Apps and Taps event coming up here real soon.
Yeah.
The
18th of May, right next door here at the Marina Village.
Right, yeah, right.
64th, yep. Honoring Frank Lopresti.
How cool is that?
Hosting Frank Lopresti, which will be great.
Yeah, and we're giving away two of those. So what a cool thing
to do. All you have to do is see Gary White right here, and he'll fill out a card, and you step up to the mic, and you're in the running.
That's it, man. Ask a question, and you're going to have an opportunity to again, to win a $50 gift card to Dana Landing. Think about how far $50 goes at an event like today.
Yeah.
When everything's buy two, get one free, and killer deal on reels and gear. Today's just going to be an awesome day and a lot of fun. And we want to have you join us, man. Come on down to Dana Landing in Mission Bay. It's a perfect morning. Things are getting rolling here. Going to be a great time. Free food, free seminars, killer deals on tackle. Today is going to be a very fun one. And if you want to join us on the phones this morning, give us a call at 213-432-1090. One more time, 213-432-1090. Or, again, you can send us a text. The text the show option, only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app, which is a free download. If you don't have it already, just text in your questions, and we'll get them up there. It's going to be a great day today. Lots of fun, lots of prizes. And this is such a fun show because there's so many people here from the crowd that will be coming through, popping in, saying hi, telling about their deals at the Big Dana Landing sale. So, again, lots of fun. We're going to be talking fishing all morning with you. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
It's time to go fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The perfect rod to handle the toughest fish is Shimano Terramar. The secret? TC4 blank construction with Tech Tape outer wrap to shield the fibers from the impact damage. Make sure to match your Shimano Terramar rod with a Shimano Tranks 500. X-Ship and HEG technologies combine to provide the Shimano Tranks massive cranking power with a smooth and effortless retrieve. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will maximize your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day, full-day, and open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest. Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore, thanks to the Dana Wharf's Kids Club. Dana Wharf's Sport Fishing invites all anglers 12 and under to join the Kids Club today. Membership includes over $100 of really cool stuff, like two free fishing trips, whale watch trip, as well as a free Dana Wharf Kids Club hat or t-shirt. Log on to the website, DanaWharf.com, or visit them in Dana Point Harbor, the Bass Capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County.
Want to take your catch from fresh to superior grade? This is Robbie Gant from AFCO. We developed the tools for the EKDNA process. Circuit Breaker is specially designed to disable the full length of the fish's spinal cord. The memory-resistant wire of AFCO's Circuit Breaker will not bend or kink, even after repeated use. Take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Available at a dealer near you or check out AFCO.com.
Like Robbie said, take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Check AFCO.com or your favorite tackle retailer.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Having fun at the Dana Landing sale. Already bags of MC swim baits rolling by.
Corey's busy over there. Yeah, he is. For sure. Hey, I want to remind you, you can still get through the phones. 213-432-1090. JP's standing by to take your phone calls. And, of course, the Let's Talk Hookup app. You can text us on the Let's Talk Hookup app. We'll answer your call. We got so many guests here. Good morning, Steve Carson.
Good morning.
Hey, Steve.
Yeah, what are you doing here?
I'm just meeting and greeting. I almost don't know what
no
to
do. No seminars?
No seminar. I don't know what to do with myself.
So you get a one-on-one seminar with Steve Carson.
Exactly. And yeah. You know what? Those are the best.
Yeah.
Because I get the best questions. A lot of times you get a big group, and people are they're shy about asking a question. But really, the truth is if you have the question, if somebody has the question, probably 10 other people in the audience have the question, and they're too shy to ask.
Yeah.
But you know what? In this one-on-one situation, I get the best questions, and I have time to give a good complete answer, and I'm not rushed.
How nice is that?
Cool. Yeah, it's really
nice. Yeah, that's really good. So, do you have a pen booth over there?
It's not really a booth. It's like a little easy up.
Easy up, okay.
But yeah, I can even, it's got the nice red, white, and blue, let the battle begin. I've got my little rod rack. I've got my personal combo set up over there.
Okay.
Are you
talking bluefin?
My personal rigs over there are set up for bluefin now, yes.
Have you been bluefin fishing?
I have been bluefin fishing, and unfortunately what I got on the bluefin trip that I was on last week, we missed the bite by one day.
Oh.
But it was interesting because, we got to do a bit of nice codding. And I put a little bit of this out on the internet, but I think with the new descending device rules, people also need to understand how much weight is needed to drop these various species of rockfish back down. Even a 3 or 4 pounder needs 3 or 4 pound fish. Like if you're over your limit on reds or something, that's going to take like a 3 pound sinker. And if you catch, a 10 pound cow cod, that's going to take like 4 or 5 pounds. You catch a bigger cow cod, that's going to take like 6, 7, 8 pounds of lead. You have to be ready. The key to the whole thing, and I'm sure Wayne has pounded it into people, the trick is speed is important. You get that big fish, you bring him up, you got to send him right back down as fast as you can.
Hey, yeah. So we have a great text here that has a question for Benny. If you could only fish one lure, jig or bait for calicos the rest of your life, what would that be? From Josh and Chico.
Surface iron.
Surface iron.
Yeah, that's all I threw yesterday was surface iron. Because they're
big
so good.
Right?
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
I know Josh and Chico.
You do?
I do.
You used to live in Chico.
Yeah.
So what would Steve Carson fish?
For calicos?
One lure.
I do come from the Dave Rader school.
There.
So that, and only old people know what that means.
Yeah, but I'm old and I don't know what that means.
Dave Rader was kind of, in fact, if you look in the Taddy Lures book, his picture is all over in there.
Wow.
And he and I actually worked together. He was the master of casting. The reason people don't like to throw the surface iron on calicos is they're afraid to snag the kelp.
Yep.
And what Dave was, before anybody else was doing it, he was absolutely, and he had these big 10-foot Saber 540s and, on 1099 reels. That was the thing of the day back then, 30, 40 years ago. He could split between two kelp fronds that were 4 feet apart. He could split the channel right in between them with his big Taddy surface irons. And, I mean, I've seen him with a limit, this has been a while, a limit of calicos where everything was over 10.
Oh, come on!
On the surface.
Come on!
On the surface.
Bring back the good old days.
Yeah, right? Holy mackerel. God, how was you like that day?
Oh, we could only muster up a few sevens and a bunch of sixes and fives.
Oh, darn!
So, but for the average person, yeah, I would say, just a swim bait, like a 5 or 6 inch paddle tail, because some days, the big ones are not around. Some days even the big ones want to eat, a smallish bait. And that's kind of a good all-around size. And if a yellowtail or a white sea bass happens to be around, he'll bite that too.
Wow. Okay. Hey, Dennis from Claremont is here. Good morning, Dennis. Are you hanging around?
Yeah.
Dennis is coming up. A step up the mic. Now, go see Gary. Gary White, the Iron Man, is here. And fill out a card. You have a chance to win a $50 gift card to Dana Landing and a ticket to the Apps and Taps right here at Marina Village coming up in a couple of weeks to honor Frank LaPresse. Yeah, step right up to that mic there, Dennis, and ask your question. All right.
Hey, I just want to give remembrance to Cowboy. His loss is well felt today.
Especially when we're here today.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I did have a question. I've been seeing in Mexico, shopping and stuff, that the species is getting smaller and smaller and smaller. Now, they have their rights to their size limits and stuff, but is that going to affect us ecologically? This side of the border. In other words, could it set off some type of impact that we would feel it here?
Mexico fish regulations are different than they are here. So a lot of fish are regulated here by a size limit and then a number that you get. And typically a lot of the U.S. limits require a larger size fish for breeding reasons, but you get to take more of them. And in Mexico, it's a lesser quantity of them. Like a lot of our common, fish limits in the United States are 10 fish per, where in Mexico it's only 5. So here you're taking, fish that have had a chance to enter the reproductive cycle and contribute back to the population, but you potentially could take twice as many of those out. And in Mexico, the downside is potentially a smaller one hasn't made it, but you're only allowed half as many of them. I think the general answer for what you're talking about is probably not. I mean, everything needs to be regulated, and there's regulations in Mexico, and always there's things that maybe you see that gripes you a little bit where you'd know, like, man, I wish I didn't see that. But I think overall, I think we're in good shape. Mexico's well regulated.
They're like I said, at different size limits and slots.
Sure.
Coming across, if you've been fishing there and coming across, like walking over, and you get stopped or whatever, would their size limits and for the species be there or over here?
You mean bringing fish back?
Yes.
Gotcha. So if you're bringing
fish, lobster.
If you're bringing, well, you definitely can't bring lobster back in terms of fishing wise.
You can't fish for crustaceans in Mexico.
And fish, if you're bringing fish back and you caught them in Mexico and you're adhering to Mexican regulations, it's very easy. There's a declaration form that you can get from the Department of Fish and Wildlife. It's on SAC's website, that californiasportfishing.org. And basically, it's just a small form that you print out that says, hey, my name is Dennis, and I was fishing on this day. You fill it out. I caught this many fish, and this is my Mexican fishing license number. And it's basically just a piece of paper that you fill out that says, I caught these in Mexico, I adhered to Mexico regulations, and now I'm coming home. The only thing with that is you're not allowed to fish when you come back across the border. You know, this was a Mexico day, I adhered to Mexican limits, this is what I caught, now I'm on my way home. And it's just a form where if you get stopped by California Fish and Wildlife on your way back to the dock, you know, this piece of paper documenting where I was and what I did.
And each person on the boat, it's not a group, each person has to fill out that declaration of entry.
But my standard was like if I was just fishing off the beach there, because I have a friend up there that lives in one of those communities, and I want to go up there. And,
sure.
But
print those out, cover your butt, make sure you're all good. I don't think you'll have any problems.
Thanks for coming down to Dana Landing. If you want to step up to the mic, like Dennis did, you now have a chance to fit. He has a chance to win a $50 gift card and a ticket to the Apps and Taps. And look who's on the line from the East Cape. It's our good buddy with our Baja Fish Report, Captain Smokey himself, Chris Moyer from Smokey's. Good morning.
Hey, Chris. Pedro, Rick, buenos dias. How are we doing today?
Hey, what's up, doing buddy? Terrific. And what's going on down there? Starting to bite, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a beautiful day down here. It looks like a great start to a great fishing day down here on the East Cape. But I'll tell you, this past week, the Dorado Bite's been back on. It's been a lot of fun. And you go with what you know. And it's just been so easy for guys because they're hopping on the boats right out front of Palmas. You get a bunch of sardines and ballyhoo and just head south to Punta Reina right there at the lighthouse. And Punta Reina, around the bend there to that little bay off El Rincon and Las Barracas, close in. As a matter of fact, was finally able to head out on the Vaquera yesterday. My partner, Don, and I call him Don, we got some buddies out up there in the Vaquera, and I mean, did just that. And let me tell you, all day long, just right out there doing that little slow trawl with sardinas and ballyhoo, you know, just all day long, right 100, 200 meters offshore. And I should have prefaced it by saying there's not a lot of hooks in the water right now because, as you guys probably know, the season really kind of starts getting in gear, you know, mid-May 15th or so. So there's just not that many boats in the water. But we were out there with it. There was at least a dozen boats out there. You know, I saw Juque from Palmas, Marlantini. Anyway, everybody's doing the same thing, just, you know, loading up on Dorado. And another added benefit, there was a real nice African pompano bite. So that was cool. I don't know if you guys have ever tried it, but it's really good eating.
So good.
How is the bite at the canteen?
Oh man, the bites always happen at the cantina, Pedro, as you know, and as I said, you know, Friday night the tequila's flowing like leche and miel. I mean, like leche and miel. But so we're waiting for, you know, we'll start seeing, you know, more tuna coming in. You know, the tuna are down, you know, more way south. You know, like you got to go down like Gordo or Pass, but you know, things are going to change here. The fishing's good right now, and guys are having a lot of fun.
All right. Well, if somebody wants to book Vaquera, which is that beautiful 35 Cabo with a sea keeper and just dialed in, and they're catching fish, or come to Smokey's Cantina, or have your fish processed at Smokey's, how do we do that, Chris?
If you want to do any of those things or need information on fish processing, booking Vaquera or anything, right now you can get a hold of me in my email at BajaSmokeDog with 2 G's at gmail.com. If you're staying at Van Wormer Resort, you can book the Cara through them. And yeah, we're looking forward to a good season. We're gonna start getting you some better information here every week. But yeah, great fishing this week.
Yeah,
awesome. Chris.
Just getting started, Chris. A fantastic report from the East Cape Baja Smokies and the Cantina, as well as Vaquera. Get on down there and head for the East Cape, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Can't wait, guys. Take care.
All right, look
see
forward
Chris.
To it. Thanks very much.
Bye-bye.
You see that? Now, look, they have some demos going on at Fastlane, Ron Lane, and the guys, they have that quad inflatable.
That's so rad.
I forget what they call it, but there's four people, including Ron Lane, pedaling with the Mirage Drive on those inflatables out there.
That
is pretty unreal.
That is quite the party barge.
Yeah, it's the party barge for sure. I took one of those inflatables up the pyramid a couple weeks ago, checked it on the plane, and they didn't charge me. It was a little heavier, but the girl was pretty nice. But sometimes they charge overweight, but not. And the nine footer, they work great. So if you want to demo one of those kayaks, it's happening today here at the Dana Landing event. So come on down for
That's
sure.
That's so rad. Look at that. It's so cool.
Yeah. Corey King, and now they're going in reverse. Look at that. Corey King is here. Hey, Corey, thanks for coming down to the Dana Landing event today.
Thanks for having me.
Turn that mic up.
Yeah. There we go.
There you go.
Thanks for having a great show. Thanks for having us down here. Gary the Iron Man is like the arm twister of arm twisters. He's like, you're here. You got to ask a question.
Wait, now you have a chance to win a $50.
Yeah.
There we go. My question is for Benny. What's your biggest calico? Because we got the Star Tournament coming up. If you were going to target calicos down here on a kayak, how and where would you recommend?
Ooh, San Diego on a kayak. I mean, right after May, those big females tend to post up on that Zuniga jetty. I would fish a jig and just early morning, late night, I mean, just put some time under that jetty because there's been some big ones caught in there. It's a short paddle from shelter, and you're not beating yourself up thinking about all the different spots out here.
Okay.
If you get hungry, you could roll into Point Loma Seafood, grab a sandwich, and then go back out and pound it again, you know. And then you could also weigh in a sand bass
exactly.
or something like that.
Yeah,
you know, but if I was going to target a calico on a kayak, I would post up on that jetty and just beat that thing to heck probably with a swim jig. You can see Afrin, or see me later. I'll show you which swim jig to use. And I would just post up, or even a crankbait, you know, just fishing the edges.
When you say a swim jig, is that like a soft plastic?
It's a soft plastic, like one of Corey's 5-inch standard body with a little bit wider, and then Afrin's 1 or 1.5 ounce swim jig in red, something crustacean
like. Like lead head with the skirt.
Gotcha. Right, just like the freshwater guys, yes.
Okay.
Yes, and that's what I would do. I know it doesn't sound fun, but if you're targeting to win and get big ones, that's what I would do. If you want to go catching, then cruise the bay and catch. You know, you catch 100 spotties this time of year.
I like Benny's idea, too. And honestly, there are a lot more 18-inch sand bass in San Diego Bay in a concentrated area than there are 18-inch bass in a lot of places, especially with a kayak. You know, like, if your goal is to rack up, you know, points for your, you know, or eligible fish for your points tournament, Put your blinders on and go fish sand bass in San Diego Bay. But there's a lot of 18 inches that are available in easy paddle of a kayak.
Yep.
Cool. I'll come see you for the spots.
Yeah,
you
got it.
Corey, I saw on your social media, you had a little issue with your Mirage Drive on your Hobie Mirage Drive kayak, and you took it in for service, and they took care of you, huh?
I can't speak highly enough about Fastlane. Walked in there, I had an issue with my 360 drive, took it in 2 weeks ago today. Ava and Callan and Ron and the crew turned it around. I had it back 2 days ago.
Wow.
Brandon
Drive.
Just in time to go to your next tournament.
I'm here for this, and I'm going fishing in an hour when
That's
you guys
awesome.
Are done.
That's
so.
Awesome.
Okay.
How cool.
All right. Hey,
well,
great to have you. Thanks for coming, Corey. Appreciate that
Thanks,
very
Corey.
Much. Yeah, and Steve Carson, what's your take on catching a big calico?
That's not really my specialty.
What is your specialty?
My specialty is helping other people catch fish.
There you go.
If I was just left to my own devices and nobody ever looked at me again, and Rick and I have had this conversation recently, I'd just be throwing surface iron to yellowtail.
It's the best thing in the world.
I'm with you on that.
That's the best thing in the world.
If nobody cared what I did, nobody knew who I was, I would just be throwing surface iron for yellowtail. And Rick and I actually had a conversation recently. Way back in the poor days, if you got up early, there was a gray bite at Redondo Breakwater for about 30 minutes in the morning, right at the gray. In the early 70s, you could get yellowtail right off the rocks on surface iron.
Wow.
And they weren't big. You know, 4 to maybe 8 pounds. A 10-pounder was huge. And, and so even as far back as doing that. But my first yellowtail that I ever caught was on the surface iron on the Malahini.
That's cool.
And I even know what year it was. It was 1966.
Holy cow.
And the Malahini was old then.
That's cool.
All right.
I love it.
Wayne Cotto from CCA is here.
Cool.
Thanks for being down here. Uh-oh.
Yeah. Ah, way to go, now. Wayne.
Yeah, there you go. Just pull that thing right out.
I got this.
Yeah, jeez.
Might be a little high.
Somebody was like seven feet over here.
Yeah. So the Star Tournament. You guys are signing up people. We have a special Let's Talk Hookup bonus. And you guys have other bonuses, too, right?
Absolutely. We thanks to Let's Talk Hookup, we have a Shimano 20 HG reel. If you sign up for the Star Tournament at this event, we're raffling off that reel here.
You're going to give it away today.
Today.
Through 1 o'clock.
Yep.
Yeah.
At our booth.
Yeah.
Got to sign up here for the Star Tournament. $40 if you're already a CCA member. If not, sign up to be a member and enter the Star Tournament. If you're going to go fishing this summer from Memorial Day to Labor Day.
Why wouldn't you? Right?
You might as well be in it to try to win it. I mean,
because
we have weekly prizes. We have grand prizes. There are so many opportunities to win some beautiful prizes, including the boat that's in front of the Dana Landy Market right now.
So rad.
Which is an 18-foot, the brand-new model Parker with the upgraded 150 Yamaha on the back.
From West Coast Marine.
West Coast Marine.
Yeah. Nick, I mean, Benny, you know Nick and the guys up there, they just do such a fantastic job. Huh?
Oh, just super. Yeah, super. So committed to this fishery down here.
Yep. Yeah, can't beat it.
And then, of course, big event coming for the San Diego section, the Apps and Taps.
Yeah, we got Apps and Taps coming up. You can come get tickets to that. That's going to be such a good event, and we're going to be honoring our friend, Mr. Frank LaPresti. It's coming up on May 18th, 4 to 8, over at Marina Village in the Baja Room.
David's coaching you here.
We got David right here. David, San Diego chapter president here. Yeah. Let me have the mic.
Yeah, David, Apps and Taps and all the other stuff you got going on.
Yeah, good morning. We got a lot of stuff going on. We got some great sponsors, great food, the sushi on a roll. We're looking at pulling up with hopefully another 150-pound tuna that's going to just get obliterated there like they did last year.
But
you turned ahead. It looked like piranhas attacked it.
I was one of those piranhas.
Right. Now we got to thank Jeff Roberto for hooking that up.
He's the best.
But the Liberty came through for
and a new venue now, right? Next
it's a new
to
venue this
Seaport.
Year. Yeah, we're switching it up. Everybody loves Portuguese Hall and they treat us very well, but we want to try something new and we're trying to expand and
more parking over there.
More parking.
Yeah, that's huge.
That was a hiccup over at Portuguese, but it's going to be a great event. We got live music, 6 to 8 breweries and 2 distilleries. We got Calafino Tequila. We're also going to have Papa's Pilar, Bill Boyce will be pushing those out. So
nice.
It's going to be good. It's going to be fun.
And
fun
night. Honoring Frank LaPresti.
And honoring Frank LaPresti.
A lot of the captains and people involved in the sport fishing industry, the Long Reach Retreat, are going to be there kind of do a little roasting on him, huh?
Well, I don't know about the roasting, but we want to keep that short. We definitely want to acknowledge him and his accolades and
for sure.
What he's
and I'll be there introducing Frank and doing that.
We're looking forward to that,
It's going to be great.
We're expecting to have an absolute party.
Yeah.
Please come
it's
through.
Be a fun night.
So again, it's May 18th. Saturday evening starts at 4 p.m.
4 to 8 p.m.
And how do we get tickets?
Exactly. So you're going to go to ccacalifornia.org, click on the events page, and you'll see all the information that pops up there for multiple events throughout the state. And look for the Apps and Taps event in San Diego. You can click there. You can find us here today at the summer kickoff and throughout other local events. So you can always catch us, tap us on the shoulder, and we'll make sure we take care of you.
All right. Thanks, David.
So thank you, guys.
Thanks for all your hard work,
right,
David. I appreciate that. And don't forget, if you step up to the mic here, see Gary, you get a ticket to Apps and Taps, as well as a $50 gift card. You have 2 chances to win that.
So yeah, 2 of those.
You got a pretty good shot.
No doubt about it. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got more catch reports. We got more phone calls. We got more texts and a whole lot more live at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hi, it's me again, Ben, and I wanted to tell you about a great event at my dad's shop, Dana Landing, in Mission
Brooklyn Bay.
It's coming up on Saturday, May 4th, and we call it the summer kickoff sale. Yeah, I know. It's not summer yet, but my dad, Johnny, Bubba, and everyone at Dana Landing, especially me, wish it was. So we celebrate a bit early with huge discounts on everything in the store. Some stuff is even 50% off. There will be several manufacturer representatives, some amazing seminars, and even my buddy Ron Lane at Fast Lane will have free kayak demos and stuff on sale. Pete and Rick will broadcast live from the event on Saturday, May 4th, and have some super expert guests. Rollo Kids will have a booth too, raising money to take kids like me fishing. So mark your calendar Saturday, May 4th, the summer kickoff sale at Dana Landing, next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Everything will be on sale up to 50% off. Man, I hope my dad has enough money to let me buy stuff.
Hey, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano, and I'll tell you what, you are the Shimano guy, Benny, so who's better to talk about than Shimano than that?
Yeah, if I had to fish two outfits, which I did yesterday at San Clemente, one would be the Tranx 500 on the new 90H, 80-pound Max Quattro, throwing the surface iron, and then the other would be the 80MH Tranx 300 standard, 65 Max Quattro, and a 40-pound leader. Those two,
that's a kit.
If a guy had it, whether they're going Cedros, Clemente, local, if they had those two things for throwing lures, those would be the two outfits I would highly recommend.
And you'd fish those all spring, all summer?
All spring, all summer, all winter.
Yeah. That Tranx reel, there's nothing like it. You were just talking about going bass fishing. You can use the Tranx, smaller Tranx for bass fishing.
I had the 150 and the 200 were my spinnerbait and chatterbait reels.
That's
absolutely
cool.
Yeah. Nothing like the Tranx reel. Check it out at your local Shimano dealer.
If there's one thing we like, it's choices. And at your San Diego County Ford dealers, you can find yours with the all-new 2024 Ford F-150 and a range of powertrain options. Whether it's a gas engine with the best-in-class towing, powering up with the F-150 hybrid and the available Pro Power on board, or the all-electric F-150 Lightning. What you choose to do with that much power is up to you. Tough this smart can only be called F-150. Visit your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're live here at Dana Landing for the big summer kickoff sale. What a great morning is happening right now. All the deals are happening. There's people here, all kinds of vendors. What a rad day today is, man.
And if you step up to the mic, you're going to have a chance to win one of two gift cards, $50. You can go on a shopping spree here to Dana Landing. And then a ticket to the Apps and Taps coming up in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, May 18th.
Two of them. So just see Gary White, the Iron Man right there, and get a card in the running here. And we'll get you signed up for those. Mike Lum is here, Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea. I mean, what doesn't Mike do? He also is involved with CCA and all the other things. But your main deal is you and Tim are the backbone of Captain Rollo's.
I don't know about the backbone, but we seem to be involved in a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah, you're backbone, I can tell you. So what do you have going today?
We have the kickoff of the 2024 Reel a Week promotion.
All right.
Which, Reel a Week has become an annual tradition that lots of people look forward to, and it's a really fun raffle. It costs $25 to buy a ticket, and then for 25 consecutive weeks starting in July, we give away a really, really high quality reel, 25 of them over the course of 25 weeks. place. And so we sell tickets. We limit the sales to 1,500 tickets. We typically sell those out before we start drawing. If you're here today or you call in today and buy your tickets, thanks to Let's Talk Hookup, we have an additional promotion where we're going to be giving away on Wednesday of this week a Talica 16 two-speed that was donated by a Let's Talk Hookup, along with some AFCO lures and some Seaguar fluorocarbon. The whole package goes to one lucky winner, and the only way you get into that is to call and buy your tickets or stop by here at Dana Landing and buy your Reel a Week tickets. And whether you buy one ticket or you buy 20 tickets, you're going to get one entry per ticket into
per ticket.
So if you
buy one ticket, you've got an entry. If you buy 20 tickets, you've got 20 entries.
That's exactly
into
right.
Into that bonus prize.
And
in addition to all the other, and the reels are pretty amazing. Now, like the first one is a Kuma Komodo, an Avet 6 Raptor, a Shimano Torium, Daiwa Saltus, Turn, Okuma. The list goes. Tranks 300. I mean, the Speedmaster. I mean, the list goes on and on about these Reel a Weeks, and there's 25 different weeks.
Right, and each ticket will stay in for the entire 25 weeks until they win. When you win, the ticket comes out. So if you have multiple tickets in there, you're in for the entire duration. And like you just pointed out, Pete, these are all high-quality reels. There's no low-end reels here.
No.
It's all top of the line stuff.
Yeah.
So being able to buy your tickets on the phone here today or over the next day or two on behalf of Let's Talk Hookup, we're giving away that Shimano reel on Wednesday. And then if you buy $100 worth of tickets, so you buy four tickets, we will give you a fifth ticket for free.
Hey.
And then we will give you, of course, the entry into the Let's Talk Hookup bonus, one per ticket. And then, but wait, we've got a $2,000 mystery shopping bag that we're going to be giving away the first week that we give away a reel, the very first reel. Then we're also
Which is in July.
Right. That day we're going to draw the reel, and we're going to draw the winner of the mystery box. And the mystery
box, get all that.
You get all that. The mystery box has got $2,000 worth of quality tackle in it. We're going to give that away, and the way you get entered into that drawing is you buy four Reel a Week tickets between now and then, and you'll get a fifth one for free, of course, and then you will have an entry into that mystery tackle box. So there's all kinds of ways to win, but the bottom line is we're raising money to take more kids on their first ocean fishing trip, and we come up with all of these different ways to get people to donate money to us, and every time we get a donation, that money goes directly into taking more kids on their first ocean fishing trip.
That's so rad.
That's what it's all about.
Cool.
So I always say the kids win with every ticket. It doesn't matter whether you win. The kids win no matter what happens, and that's really what we're doing.
I love that you are holding the drawing, that the deal for getting into the special drawing is till Wednesday. The one thing that we hear all the time is there are so many people that listen to Let's Talk Hookup on Monday or on Tuesday on their drive into work. It's like, hey, I got, you know, things with the fam. I record the show. I listen.
Or they, on the app.
Exactly. I listen to it on the app on my way home from work a couple days later. The only thing I'm bummed on is I always miss the whatever the big sale or the big deal was that day. Well, this one, you got a couple of days to do it.
Well, you know, it's funny you said that, Rick, because the app has changed. It has changed the way people listen to Let's Talk Hookup.
Totally.
If I had to be glued to my radio to try to listen to the show, I would miss it most of the time because I'm just not available. But being able to go to the app, either while the show is broadcast live, which is wonderful, I'm always doing something else while I'm listening to it.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, I get sidetracked, and it's like, what did they just say? And then I go back later that day, and I replay it. I listen to it a second time.
That's cool.
Or maybe I don't get to it for a couple days. So when we used to do these promotions live, only broadcast, we would sell the majority, 80, 90% of the stuff we were going to sell, we would do that weekend, right, Saturday and Sunday. Now it's about 50% Saturday, Sunday, and then another 50% Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday because of exactly what you said.
Because of the podcast. Cool.
The app is changing everything about this show, and I love it. Yeah. I love every bit about it.
So, again, the deal today is buy every ticket you buy today, you're going to get one entry into winning that that package with the Talica 2-speed and the AFCO lures and the Seaguar fluorocarbon. And then you also, if you buy four, $100, you get into that $2,000 bonus drawing that's going to happen in July. And then you get to have a chance to win one of 25 reels.
Absolutely.
This is a no-lose deal.
It is really a very, very cool promotion because it's fun. It keeps you engaged for the rest of the year, paying attention to what's going on, and it raises a lot of money for taking more kids fishing. So it's a great promotion that we're very thankful for all the manufacturers that donate, make it possible. And thank you, of course, Pete, for letting us promote it on your show and your generous donation of the Shimano reel and AFCO and Seaguar stuff.
Thanks to all our sponsors Yeah, and Benny, you've had a chance to use those AFCO lures. They're pretty awesome, huh?
Yeah, they did a really good job. I mean, my favorite by far is the Swimmer.
The Swimmer?
That's where, I fish
what size?
The smaller
the
one.
The smaller one,
the number. The smaller. I know Matt loves the bigger one. You know, he caught his big Cabri on, but I like the smaller. It gets bit.
The Swimmer.
Ours is that jerkbait, man. That all of a sudden, like, sneaky, it became, like, the... We have a huge, like... segment of guys that come to our tackle store that go down south to Baja to do Cabrilla fishing.
Yeah.
And that AFCO jerkbait has, like, risen to the... Not like... It's become not, like, a good enough one. Now it's, like, that's the one that everybody wants to have. That
it's got the right hooks. It's built... I mean, you're not going to get... It's not going to be broken in half the first Cabrilla that hits it.
And, like, another thing, they're, you know, all their metal dark-style jigs, like, they... You know, they come out of the package ready to fish. You don't have to change the split ring. You don't have to change the hook on them. Yeah, they did a really nice job.
So that's part of the package that Mike's giving away with Captain Morales. So go see Tim and Mike. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
I want to give the number out for Tim.
Oh, yes.
We have a lot of listeners that need to get a hold of Tim.
If you're not coming here.
That's right.
Yeah.
So the way you do this is you call 951-264-7382. 951-264-7382, and leave a name and phone number. Talk slowly so Tim can hear you. He will call you back, and we're going to be a little bit busier today because we're here live doing this and doing that at the same time. But he will call you back and take your credit card info and get your tickets. And you can
for
also
all the bonuses too.
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
It's exactly and you can
same.
Email too.
You can email him at win@rollokids.org.
Okay.
win@rollokids.org. And leave your name and phone number. He'll call you back in the order that he gets those emails.
Thanks, Mike,
awesome.
For coming by. Thanks for your hard work. Terry from La Jolla, thanks for coming by. Dana Landing in Mission Bay here for this big event, Harry. Thank you very much.
Up, Harry.
Hi, Harry.
Good morning. As you probably know, I do a lot of kayak fishing, but I've been recently exposed to a friend who has a membership in the Freedom Boat Club. And I'm concerned about this new regulation about the descending devices. If I'm fishing in San Diego Bay or Mission Bay in a kayak, do I actually have to have that device?
Nope, just when you're targeting ground fish. So if you're fishing for rockfish, if you're fishing for rockfish, you need to have a descending device on the boat ready to go. If you know, there are rockfish that live in San Diego Bay. That does not mean you have to have one on you. But what it does mean, though, is you can't catch a nice, you know, gopher rockfish or something like that, even if it's a legal size. If you have a rockfish on board the boat, you have to have a descending device. So that would be the only caveat you need to worry about. But if you're just fishing in the bay, having a good time, you do not need to have one.
Like with my kayak, would there be a way around this if I had a descending device that's not rigged and ready to go? I mean, it's just there.
What do you think?
I carry them. They're not rigged and ready to go, but
okay,
I have
good.
Them available, and I could rig them in a minute.
Okay. Technically, you're supposed to have a
technically you are correct.
If you're fishing rockfish.
If you're fishing rockfish.
If you're targeting rockfish.
Right. Well, I'm not.
That's
ever,
the whole thing. So then don't worry about it.
Yeah, I think you're fine.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think
Benny, when you go to Clemente, do you guys sometimes swing out and target a little rockfish out there?
If Matt's on the boat, yes. He loves fishing that stuff. I generally don't because it just takes away me trying to search for biting fish.
Yeah.
But, when I have friends and they want to go out and fish that stuff.
That's some pretty good rockfish fishing.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
I've caught some really nice reds on some of those crossbreeds and all those other.
The crossbreeds?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No kidding?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of reds, did you see the red that the new Seaforth caught yesterday?
No.
Had a 12-pounder on a half-day trip.
Oh, my.
A 12.
Jeez. Pretty good fishing. That's Harry, thanks for coming by and stepping up to the mic. Appreciate that.
Hey, when we
good
come,
seeing you, Harry.
See you, Harry. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls. More great information. We're also going to get check in with the catch report and find out what's biting. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey, everyone. James Holst here with Norse Lithium, the official battery partner of Let's Talk Hookup. Here at Norse Lithium, we have two goals that drive who we are and what we do. The first is to make the highest quality, longest-lasting lithium batteries available with a complete lineup of batteries that include 12, 24, 36-volt, and starting batteries. Second, in addition to offering a 10-year warranty on all Norse Lithium marine batteries, we provide amazing customer service before and after the sale. Check us out online at norslithium.com, that's norsklithium.com, or call us at 831-232-9063. Or to see Norse Lithium batteries in person, stop by the Trolling Motor Doctor in Lakewood or Anglers Marine in Anaheim and see why Norse Lithium batteries should be in your boat.
No matter where the adventure takes you, we've got you powered. Norse Lithium.
Hi, this is Christy Wheeler with Dawson & Associates Insurance, your full-service agency specializing in boat insurance, including charter, commercial, and personal-use boats, business insurance, and travel insurance. We work hard to get you the most coverage for the best prices and guarantee the lowest rates available on all the travel plans we offer. So give us a call today at Dawson & Associates Insurance at 619-460-5615 for a free quote today.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from point conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Seasoned long-range fishermen know that the Red Rooster 3 is the finest fishing vessels in terms of technology, design, speed, comfort, and safety. This 105-foot sport fishing yacht meets every demand for comfort while delivering an unforgettable fishing vacation. Captain Andy Cates and crew are experienced, friendly, and sincere in their desire to help you have the trip of a lifetime. Book a trip on the Red Rooster 3, and you'll be back. Trips go fast. So check RedRooster3.com or call Lee Palm Sport Fisheries at 619-224-3857.